let's just say it's Friday night and you're swiping through yet another dating app. A few photos, a swipe left, swipe right, repeat. It's frustrating, right? Now, let me make this personal. I have a friend. Let's call her Sarah. She's in her early 50s. She's fun. She's energetic. But finding her perfect partner online has been a challenge. Lots of dates, but still no Prince Charming. And while I don't want this podcast to turn into a dating scene, we're here to help people in business and in life. So let's explore the real problem here and a possible solution. Imagine if Facebook created a new app called Datebook. Instead of forcing users to judge someone from three photos and a short bio, Datebook would allow people to connect first and then start messaging naturally. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Let's face the facts. Current dating apps frustrate users. They offer limited information, a few photos and some words written out of obligation. Nobody knows what to write there. It's a forced interaction without any context. You're basically guessing if you click with someone or not. They're promoting this swipe culture that I really hate. It's fast, it's superficial, and quite frankly, exhausting. It's like picking a restaurant based on the logo alone. Like, what are you getting? And we've all had that date that looked, you know, amazing online and then turned out, well, let's just say, not what you ordered. So the marketing takeaway is this. Superficial impressions don't build trust. It's just like your brand. If you only show the cover, people won't engage deeply. Now, here's my idea, and I hope Facebook is listening. Facebook could launch a new dating app called Datebook, using the features we already love. Users posting photos, sharing stories, showing their real life, and potential matches can comment or like a post saying, hey, that looks fun. Tell me more about that. And they could leverage some familiar features we already know, like friend requests, stories, posts. No new platform to learn. People already know how to use Facebook. And it shows someone's lifestyle, not just curated selfies. And all of this, put it all together, can build a meaningful connection before investing some time into the endless weeks or more of messaging. Think of it like window shopping before buying furniture. You want to see the whole room, not just the lampshade. So, hey, hang on. Team, is that my phone ringing? Probably Mark Zuckerberg saying, hey, Marissa, can we have a look at that business plan for Datebook? Now, I know you're keen to explore why this will work. So, my friend Sarah's story shows the problem clearly. She's fun, she's energetic, and ready to meet someone. But the current apps don't allow her to meet someone. Matches that matches her lifestyle. So she invests all this time into messaging. But if Datebook actually existed, it would allow her to scroll through posts, see someone's life in action, comment naturally as she sees things like, hey, that height looked amazing. Tell me more. It can help build connection before committing to a coffee and drinks. And finally, a dating app where stalking is socially acceptable and productive. And here's your marketing takeaway. Context and transparency build trust. You've got to show your brand's real life works in the same way. Let people engage and see the story before you ask them for commitment. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. So anyway, here's what Facebook could do. some story-based interaction. Users can post some real-life moments from their hobbies to weekend adventures away. You comment first, message later. This all sounds very natural, doesn't it? And a low-pressure way to start a conversation instead of, hi, how was your day? It can have some interest in lifestyle discovery, matching people based on their shared experiences, not just likes pizza. You can connect people through events and activities that are attending the same events. Imagine that for real-world interactions. I just went to Rufus the other night. You know, I'm not single at the moment, but I'm sure that there was a lot of people in the room that were putting them all together, connecting them. How amazing Facebook or Datebook could do this. It's low friction. It's interactive engagement. It's a more social connection that this world actually needs right now and creates a stronger connection. And look, if you're thinking of this for your business, the same applies to brands, building relationship with customers. So come with me as we dive into this scenario. All right, so imagine Sarah scrolling through Datebook. She sees someone sharing a video of their salsa class. She comments, hey, man, that looks amazing. How'd you get started? Conversation flows naturally. And then they discover they've got a passion for the same thing before they even meet in person. Now, your customers, what do they want? They want the same thing. You've got to show your brand in action. You've got to let them interact naturally. And by the time you ask for a sale, they're already invested. Wow, is that my phone ringing again? Probably to tell me I've just invented the next billion-dollar app. Now listen, even if you're not launching a dating app, here are your marketing lessons. Show context, not just the surface. People engage with stories and experiences. Build some relationships before selling and introduce your brand naturally, like friendships before commitment. Leverage familiar behaviours. Make engagement easy using tools people already know how to use. Encourage interaction. You want likes, you want comments, shares. That all increases trust and loyalty in your brand. And make sure you don't propose marriage after one coffee. Same goes for marketing. Build the trust first. Let's face it. For all the single people out there, they will tell you the dating world has changed and so must marketing. Guess what? The business world's changed too and so must your marketing. Show your story. Let people interact naturally with you and build relationships before asking for commitment. Now, this is just a drop in the ocean of ideas that we would have for your business. So if you want help creating marketing campaigns that build trust, engagement, and long-term relationships, connect with me, Marissa Candy, at The Marketing Factory. Or comment on this post. And remember, whether it's for love or business, showing the full picture keeps people invested, engaged, and coming back for more. See you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.